some trumpets. As a former professional trumpet player, I might be a little prejudiced for horns. My name's Charlie Simons. This is K-High. 104.5 FM and AM 950, the voice of the foothills. 91 degrees right now in Auburn. It's beautiful, clear skies. You would never know that a week ago this coming Wednesday, there were billows of smoke. I'll never forget it. This is Melissa Descovich. Am I saying your last name right?
Yeah, pretty close. Descovich.
Dang it, I had a 50-50 chance. Descovich.
<You're close enough.
laughs> Okay, Descovich. Got it. We have... from our, you've been in our studios, of course, and you know what it looks like here. So I'm looking out the window, and I see just this plume of huge smoke going higher than what, from my vantage point, is the lamppost. And I'm like, oh, this is not good. This is not good at all. And it was so close. And little did I know it was even closer for you. Melissa and her husband, Brian, run the, see if I get the name right, Enchanted Forest Animal, exotic animal haven.
Sanctuary. You were so close.
I'm getting everything wrong this afternoon. It's the Enchanted Forest Exotic Animal Sanctuary. You want to find them on Facebook. I highly recommend it. You not only have your page there, but you also have a group that you can join, and you've posted videos of what it was like in the middle of all that chaos. So let's try and paint this picture here. I was here in studio, and I got the call about 2:45. Somebody called here and went, what's going on with the fire in Colfax? And I was like, what? So I thank that listener, whomever you were, for making me aware of it. And I immediately got on all the resources that I knew to go to and found out that, oh, boy, this is a bad situation. And I thought about you then, too, because you were right there. My very first week here at K-High, you, I think, were just like my third interview, you and your husband, when you brought in all those animals and your brilliant little children. And it was just, it was a kick. And I immediately thought of you because I know that you had to relocate due to a fire in Newcastle, where you first started your animal sanctuary.
Yeah.
These are exotic animals, by the way. You've got emus, you've got Galapagos tortoises, you've got ostriches. Help fill me in. What's some of the other ones you have?
Yeah, so we have like a miniature horse, and we've got some exotic cows, like a Highland cow.
That's right, the ones from Scotland, the big furry mammoth things.
Oh, she's gorgeous. And she, at the time of the fire, had a four-day-old calf.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I thought of you instantly, and you have a total of 128 rescued animals there now, right?
That's right. We do.
What happened? Walk me through it when you first got the notification, and where were you?
Yeah, so I was in Auburn, and I was out shopping, and I took a look outside and saw that huge plume of smoke.
Same
and
I
immediately,
saw. Yep.
Immediately, right? It takes me back to Newcastle.
Of course.
So I call Brian and I say, what is going on with the smoke? Where's this fire? And he said, you know, he's going to go look and see what's going on. And in the meantime, my girlfriend over at Cat's Animal Rescue, she actually works for Cal Fire. So I gave her a quick message and I said, girl, is this close to me? Is this something I need to worry about? And so we stayed in contact with each other, and quite quickly she said, yeah, it's time.
Now you had
to worry about.
You ran home right away as quickly as you could. You were here in Auburn, and you headed up to Colfax, and you obviously could already see the fire and the smoke. Were there any emergency vehicles there yet?
Yeah, they staged right in front of our property.
Oh my goodness!
And I actually shot a video where you could see it almost looked like flames. A lot of it was the smoke, but it was just neon orange, and it was right behind my neighbor's house. I mean,
oh,
it was
man, way
too close for comfort. Our animals who had been in the previous fire were all in a panic and really stressed out by the smell.
Of course.
And so we, you know, like I was saying before, when we get the call for evacuation, it's too late to evacuate. We had to get ready immediately. So we started caging animals and staging everything. We put the call out to, that's the most amazing thing. We put the call out to the public saying, you know, if you have a horse trailer, anything, we need help getting this many animals out quickly. And within 30 minutes, 26 people arrived. And not only were horse trailers brought, but one lady actually threw a tarp in the back of her Subaru and threw full-grown pigs in her car. And we just piled everybody in. But out of the 26 people that showed up, I only knew four of them. It was incredible. 22 people I had never met showed up here and said, I heard your call for help. I'm here to help the animals. And the other thing that was incredible is there was a man that showed up with this huge truck. It was a tanker full of water. And his job is to work with the fire department and stand there and fight fires with them. So he's got this truck full of water and a fire hose. And what he chose to do is forego that and really probably a really good money-making experience. And he showed up at my property to stand guard with his tanker of water and stand guard of our property until we could get all of our animals loaded.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
My heart is beating faster just listening to you and trying to imagine what it must have been like, the bedlam and all these people showing up. And where did you say, where did you take them? I think Nevada County Fairgrounds opened up about an hour later and said you can bring animals here, but where did you take them?
Yeah, so that's what's incredible. We were contacted and said bring them on down to Nevada County Fairgrounds. However, with that many animals, we didn't want to hog all that space up. We knew that there was a lot of families out there that needed their animals to go there, and we were a huge group. Right. And within the hour, I had over 200 text messages to sort through. But in my search bar, I just put, you know, basically the words come here and looking for certain words, certain verbiages. And I found a man and his wife who had said to me, we have a pasture if you'd like to bring your animals here. And I immediately picked up the phone and called him and I said, how serious are you? Do you understand if I'm coming with animals, I'm coming with the zoo.
Right.
And he said, I have a shop for the tropical animals, the ones that can't be out, you know, in the elements. I have a huge pasture for you. Bring everybody. And that was what we did.
Oh my
Seven
God.
Horse trailers, a huge AR-17 came out with their dump truck and put loaded animals in. And we showed up at 10. By the time we got everybody, every trailer there, we ended at about 10 o'clock at night. And these people that I'd never met before opened their home, their heart. They actually called in to work. One's a firefighter, one's a nurse, Whitney and Rick. And they called into work and stayed and actually cared for our animals and did all the husbandry work. And they bought all sorts of supplies that we had to leave behind. They spent hundreds of dollars on a really fancy fan for this huge shop so that it stayed climate controlled for the animals.
Mm-hmm.
They went out of their way and gave our animals the most incredible experience and kept them all together. That's what was really important, is that all of our animals stayed calm because they were all together. Mm-hmm. That helped immensely. So,
good
yeah, it
Lord.
Was...
Good it Lord. Was. Well, most of the pastures, I know on the ranch where I live, it's dead. It's brown. It's not green. So hopefully your animals were still able to eat off of that, and they had water for them, of course. But
they did. So this pasture was gorgeous and green because
really?
They heated it.
Nice.
They heated it, and they watered it because they had goats.
Oh, got it. Okay. That's awesome. So... By the time you got done, 10 o'clock Wednesday night, the fire was raging.
Yes.
And they had already issued evacuation orders. And I'm quite confident your place was one of those ordered to evacuate. So you literally could not go back home. Where did you and your husband and your two awesome young kids sleep that night?
So what we had to do, we started calling around the different hotels, and everybody was booked because by the time we got our animals settled in, I'm calling around at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And every hotel is booked. And the first hotel I finally found that had an opening was all the way in J Street in Sacramento.
Wow.
And because of the immediate need on a Wednesday night, they wanted $400 to stay the night.
Oh, that's
and
dirty.
That, and it was so far away, it wasn't reasonable. And so what we wound up doing is my kids have honorary grandparents that live here in town. Their son volunteers here only 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And so they affectionately call his parents Grandma Rose and Grandpa Dave. Mm-hmm. So my kids went to stay with Grandma and Grandpa, and the only option my husband and I had, we actually slept sitting upright in our car, which our car was loaded with exotic animals, too, because we had a few that are have to be fed a certain way and
right.
We had to manage. So we slept sitting up at the in the car at the Gold Run truck stop.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And you know what I learned from that?
What?
I learned that when a truck drives through a truck stop mm-hmm. and they think they may know another trucker, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if it's 2 or 3 in the morning.
They'll honk.
They honk. Yeah. I'm not young anymore, so I'm still trying to recover from that.
Oh, my God, bless you and all that you do. You are so just such an extraordinary person, you and your family. And where can we get more information about you? I got to go to Bill O'Reilly, so I got to end this. But I sure have enjoyed it, and I thank you for sharing your experience with us here on K-High. But where can we find you and get more information about you?
Yeah, please join our Facebook page. It's The Enchanted Forest Exotic Animal Sanctuary. And you can always call or text me, 916-862-2223.
Say that one more time.
916-862-2223.